Weiter in Shasbir in Zvachim Daf Ayin Zayin. Picking up at the top of the page by the Mishnah. Zog the Mishnah. Let's see if other things get mixed up together. There's Avery Chatas. Shinis Arbevi Ola. The Ivarim of the Chatas and the Ivarim of the Ola. La 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 la. Rabbi Yezer Omer Yitain Lemaila. Put them on the fire on top of the Mizbeach. Right? It says Al Mizbeach. Vroni es besar hachatas milmala kiilu hein eitzem. And I'm going to look at the chatas meat on top like it's considered wood. See, Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that the ban against burning shirayim on the mizbech is al tenai, right, of the kavana that the burn stuff up there is accepted as a carbon. But if they're looked at as just like I'm adding fuel to the fire, then they'll have to be put over there. Chachamim amim. You got to leave it until the form becomes like messed up. Leave it until the next morning. They're going to become, and then they go out to the place of burning for things that are no longer valid. Rashi says, the less lu roin v'ka'avar v'choshrim enel ishim hu v'bal takthiru shekvar imurav korvu v'nasa basa shirayim. Says the Gemara, my time of Eliezer, what's the reason for Rabbi Eliezer? Remember, Eliezer says to put it on top of the Mizbeach and see the Besar Chatas Mel Malak Elohim ate him like there were just wood. What is the reason? Omar Kora, the Pasuk says, El Mizbeach lo yalu l'rech nichoch. The Pasuk says that, but to the Mizbeach, they cannot go up for a rech nichoch. L'rech nichoch, yeah, Tamayla, you can't bring it up for a rech nichoch. Avatamayla, the Shem, he ate him, but you are allowed to bring it up there in order to be for the fuel for the fire. The Rabbanah, what do they say? What's their opinion? Miyet Rachamana Osam. The Pasuk excludes Osam them in the beginning of the Pasuk. Osam who diatamala. They're the ones that you're not allowed to go ahead and bring up. Aval atamalim l'shemetim, but you're allowed to burn it for the sake of firewood. Aval midi achrini lo. But for something else, they're not allowed to be burnt on the Mizbech, even for the sake of firewood, right? Meaning to like shirayim stuff, no good. Rabbi Eliezer, no, osamhu d'raboi lach kevesh k'mizbech. It's only for them that I included for you in this Isser, the ramp, like the Mizbech itself. That's for chametz and for honey. Avamidya achrini lo, but something else, like shirayim, the carbon is not considered. The ramp is not considered like the Mizbeach. For Rabbanan Taitish Maminah, the Rabbanan say, learn two laws from that thing. The Chum would say that this idea, them, Osam, they apply that, the limiting shtickle to everything that's learned from the Pasuk. Just like the Shiraim of the Karbanos are excluded from the Chumistik of the ramp, so too they're excluded from the Kula of being able to offer them for the sake of firewood.
The Mishnah does not look go according to the Talmud to the Brisa. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Lo nechlu Rabbi Eliezer v'chachamim al evrei chatos in his arv evrei olos shekrivu. They're not arguing about the evarim of a chatos, which got mixed up with the evarim of an ola that they're able to be brought. Or beroveh v'nir b'shelo yirkavu, or about an animal that is sodomized, or which was sodomized that it can't be brought. Amanichlu, what are they arguing over? Al evrei ola tamima shenis arvu be'evrei balas mum, about limbs of an unblemished ola that got mixed with the evarim of a blemished one, with the bal mum. Shabbi Lezer Omer, he says yirkavu. You go ahead and bring as a carbon. So look at the ones on top like they're wood. No, you don't bring it up. What's the reason by Rivera nearby? The one that got sodomized or got sodomized. Why are they different? The lo chazi, because they're not fit for the Mizbeach. Therefore, they can be burned even and a mixture of valid karbanos for the sake of firewood. Bailas mum nami lo chazi. But if that's true, then a bal mum, an animal, is also not fit for the mizbeach. So why does Rabbi Elazar allow it to be burned for the sake of firewood? Beep, turn the page. Ayin zemim base. Amar Avuna, Avuna says, bidukin shaba'ayin. Rabbi Elazar is talking about a type of issue that's a cataract in the eye. The aliba de Rabbi Akiva damer im alu lo yardu. He says that this is the type of thing that if it goes up, you don't bring them down. In fact, the Gemara, Amar de Amar, Rabbi Akiva de I Avad, when in, that Rabbi Akiva, we should say that Rabbi Akiva said this din only if it was already done. L'chadchila mi'amar, does he say you could do l'chadchila with the cataracts and put them in his back? Amar Papa. What are we talking about? We're talking about the case where the limbs already went up on the mizbeach. I'm sorry, on the kevesh, on the ramp of the mizbeach. They can then be brought down from there to the mizbeach itself, according to Akiva. Yehachi says the Gemara, Fila bein nayu. If that's really true, then even if they were on the ramp by themselves, they would be mutter to burn on the mizbeach. What does it really say? It's case only when they're mixed with other ones. Ella, time and Rabbi Eliezer, miyat rachamana mum bum. The reason Rabbi Eliezer is because the pasuk excluded certain cases of mumim by saying a blemish is in them. They will not be accepted. Hu de lo yiratsu. The term in them is implying that it's they, the bali mum, by themselves, they're not going to be accepted. Ha, yidei taruva seiratsu. But if it's done with the taruva, so the whole mixture, then it will be accepted. The rabbanon, according to the rabbanon, the chum of the braisa, they say mum abam, a blemish is in them, means hu de lo yiratsu. It is they in their state of mum that they will not be accepted. Ha'avar mum yiratsu. But if their blemish heals, they will be accepted. Rabbi Eliezer, mibam bahem. He learns it up for the fact that the pasuk says two times, in them, Rabbanan, bam, bam, lo darshu. They don't darsh in that. Ihachi roa, if so, why does Rabbi Eliezer have to say in the Braisa that he looks at, he considers the limbs of the bali mum animal as if they were firewood? Harachman achsharei, the Torah mattered it to be burned, even with intent for carbon, if it's mixed with valid ones. Rabbi Eliezer, the devrayam karma lehu. Rabbi Eliezer is responding to the words of the Chachamim. He said, Lidi, dirachman achsharei. According to me, you know, it's going to be fine. But according to you, according to your opinion, at least admit to me that the meat of a blemished animal could be considered like wood. Similar to the meat of a chatas, which can be burned as fuel along with the meat of an ola. For Rabbanan, what do they say? No. Here, in the case of the Baal Mum, the limbs are mice. They're gross. It's most to do such a thing, to go ahead. It's not appropriate to offer these ivarim of a balamum, even as firewood. Hasam lomi is a bit over there. In the case of the mixture with that of the chatas limbs are not considered mayas, and therefore it would be fine. Okay, my friends, Let's keep going. It says next Mishnah. Ivarim beivarim balamum in. If you have, let's say, a case, you have limbs of a valid ola that get mixed up with the limbs of a bal mum ola, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im karav rosh hachamim, if the head of one of them was brought, then you can bring the rest of them. Kirayim shalachamim, but let's say it was the legs of one of them was brought, then you can bring all the kirayim. The chachamim omerim, afilu karvu kulam chutz me'echamim, even if all of them were brought except for one, yetzi the base of shreifa, it should be taken out to the base of shreifa, it has to be burnt over there. Amir Eliezer, lohech shir Eliezer, elish naim shtayim. You only matter, but this only allowed two heads to be offered at a time. But not one at a time. But even he's not going to matter to offer one alone because there's no certainty. There's no certainly valid head that's going to be amongst it. Most of Rabbi Yirmiyah have a chachamim. They say, "Afilu karvu kula and chutz me'achamen." If we didn't bring all of them except for one, yetsa b'sa shreifa, you go and you bring the b'sa shreifa. Must be that Rabbi Lezer would allow that one is going to be burnt on its own. Says, "Come on, Amar lo, Rabbi Yirmiyah about the chalifa as birulach." He'll explain to you. My echad means zug. Echad means one pair. Okay, my friends. With this is where we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.